Hello and welcome to this podcast today, where Yogesh Nayak and Ratnadeep Roy Choudhury, both of us, will be speaking about the combined open offer and delisting offer process under Regulation 5A of the SEBI Takeover Code. Now, to start the topic, it's relevant to briefly touch upon the context and the background to open offers and delistings. This is specifically relevant to companies which are listed on Indian stock exchanges. Under the applicable SEBI regulations, there is a requirement that at least 75%, no more than 75% of the total equity capital of such listed entities can be held by the promoters or the promoter group of such listed companies. So at least 25% must be held by public shareholders, or what is usually called free float. If this threshold is breached, that there is less than 25% shareholding by public shareholders of a listed company, then it is mandated that either the company goes through a delisting process whereby all shareholders are given an exit and the company ceases to be listed on a stock exchange, or processes must be undertaken so that the threshold of 25% of public shareholding is achieved once again. Similar to this framework for ensuring a minimum public shareholding in listed companies, under other takeover regulations, there are offers to be made if a new acquirer or investor is looking to acquire a substantial number of shares of a listed company or acquire control of that company. Now, previously, before Regulation 5A in its current avatar was introduced in the Takeover Code, if a new investor or acquirer wanted to both acquire, say, majority of a listed company and take it off the stock exchanges, make it an unlisted company, then this had to be a sequential process where he first completed the acquisition of this majority of shareholding, completed a takeover offer under the takeover regulations, waited for an appropriate period of time as mandated, and thereafter launched another delisting process. So clearly, neither was this efficient in terms of timing, nor in terms of the monetary resources required, and it caused a lot of confusion amongst public and other retail shareholders, because obviously such tender offers are significant events in the lifetime of a company, and tender offers in close proximity in time created a lot of confusion in the minds of the retail investors. So what Regulation 5A has done is that it has now allowed an incoming investor who acquires a large or looks to acquire a large position in a listed company today has the option to combine the delisting process and the open offer process in one consolidated offer, whereby the whole process can be run in a time efficient manner. He can indicate a suitable premium for the delisting process, since tendering shares of a company that will continue to be listed can be different from considerations can be different in case public shareholders are tendering to enable a new acquirer to delist a company. So he is allowed to give two prices, one for tender offer, one for delisting. And similarly, public shareholders are permitted to choose whether they wish to participate in the delisting or wish to only participate in the open offer. My colleague Yogesh will now take us through the details of the historical development of Regulation 5A, the details and the procedures that are set out in Regulation 5A, together with some examples of such combined offers being made in the market. Over to you, Yogesh.
Thank you. The Takeover Code provides for a mandatory open offer to be made by an acquirer in 4 to 5 situations. There are 2 situations which are linked to thresholds which the listeners may be familiar with. The third is with respect to acquisition of control, either directly or indirectly. The fourth is with respect to indirect acquisition of shares or voting rights or control. The fifth is with respect to in case of a delisting offer made under Regulation 5A. Now, just taking a step back, this takeover code in this in the current form was revamped and introduced in October 2011 after recommendations from the Takeover Regulations Advisory recommendation made by Mr. C. Achyutan. The key aspects that were recommended but did not find a mention in the Takeover Code 2011 was with respect to permitting 100% offer size resulting in a delisting. Now, which is exactly what Regulation 5A essentially permits. The current Regulation 5A was initially introduced in March 2015, which subsequently underwent a significant amendment in December 2021. While this this deals with delisting, the listeners would also be familiar with a separate delisting regulation of 2021, which provides for 2 kinds of delisting, which is voluntary delisting and compulsory delisting. The voluntary delisting in itself has 2 facets to it. One where an exit opportunity is required to be provided to a public shareholder, one where its exit opportunity is not required. And there are the processes and price specifications with respect to each of these items. Coming back to Regulation 5A, Regulation 5A essentially provides an acquirer making an open offer for acquiring shares, voting rights, or control of a target company being entitled to seek a delisting of the target company. Now, there are certain conditions to be fulfilled in order to be eligible to come out with a delisting offer. One is that it needs to declare its intention to delist the target company at the time of the public announcement itself. It needs to also fulfill certain eligibility conditions, such as it must not acquire joint control of the target along with existing promoters or person in control. Number 3 would be satisfying eligibility conditions pertaining to not having being part of the promoter or promoter group in the preceding 2 years, or being associated with the promoter or promoter group, or should not have held 25% of shares or voting rights in the target. So as long as these conditions are satisfied, the acquirer can proceed or bring forth an offer for delisting under Regulation 5A. Now, coming to the price related conditions, which is key in any delisting offer, there is a concept of floor price, and then there is a concept of indicative price. Floor price is essentially the price which is determined using Regulation 8 of the Takeover Code, which makes certain specifications and manner of arriving at a floor price. Then there is an indicative price. Now, basically the floor price would be the price at which the acquirer would be acquiring shares through an SPA or some such document from a transaction which triggers the open offer itself. Then there is the indicative price, which is the price at which the acquirer is willing to purchase shares from the public shareholders, which necessarily has to include a premium component the price which the acquirer is willing to provide, which is reflective of the benefit or the price that the acquirer is willing to pay to the public shareholders to procure the delisting. Now, the control premium is justified by the acquirer, is required to be justified by the acquirer in the public announcement and in various documents in the process. And these justifications are typically in the nature of that the public shareholders will have an opportunity to exit from the company. The acquirer will have full ownership of the target, which will provide enhanced operational and financial flexibility. Third, let's say, would be dedicated management time associated with the continued listing will be directed towards the core business of the company. The fourth and fifth could be with respect to company's operational and financial strategic flexibility. For the delisting offer to be successful, the total interest that the offer generates should be in such a way that the acquirer is able to reach 90% of the total issued and paid up share capital. Now that would mean that much public shareholders have accepted and actually tendered their shares at the indicative price in the delisting offer. Now, this also, now the regulation 5A also permits an acquirer to suitably increase the indicative price depending on various commercial rationale of the acquirer to elicit or to induce the public shareholders to tender the shares in the delisting offer. For various reasons, the delisting under Regulation 5A has not taken off as anticipated. Therefore, SEBI has been proposing introducing of a fixed price delisting. A recent instance where this was seen was where Blackstone had made a combined offer for open offer and delisting offer on our systems, where initially the indicative price was 1 rupee more than the floor price. Then, depending on the market and for various commercial reasons, Blackstone had increased the indicative price substantially. Now, what eventually seems to have happened was that although the shareholders approved the delisting offer in the shareholders meeting, the delisting offer itself failed due to the public shareholders not tendering as many number of shares as was required, which is 90% of the issued and paid up capital, to make the delisting offer a success. Therefore, Blackstone ended up with proceeding with the open offer and acquiring the shares from the public shareholders who were still continuing, who were still interested in tendering the shares. Now, due to these reasons, SEBI has come up with a consultation paper and has proposed revisiting some of the price at which the delisting offers are brought about. The fixed price delisting proposal that SEBI has provided under the consultation paper is a fair attempt at providing deal certainty to both the proposed acquirer and for ensuring and providing certainty to the fixed price proposal will provide certainty to the public shareholders as well on and ensuring that the public shareholders are in the know that there won't be subsequent increase in the price at which the delisting will take place, and this will also not lead to any manipulation of the process, and will also provide certainty and ensure smooth deal flow in the entire process. With this, we reach an end to this podcast on Regulation 5A of the Takeover Code. Please feel free to reach out to us for any questions or concerns and any interesting information that you would like to share with us. Thank you so much.